Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here today. This is Toni Green, and I am so honored to be here in this space with you today. I am going to be taking callers all through the show. I want you to know that if you do not get through today, please don't feel badly. Some people have to try for months before they get through. And I want you to know that I will be going through as many callers as I can get to in the next 30 minutes. So if you don't get through today, please call back next Monday. I will try to, you know, get to you. I try to get to as many people as possible. That's why I do this. Also, in October on the 19th, I will be back at Half Price Books in Madison, the East Side. I'm so honored and excited to be going back there and doing a live Q&A for everyone. It was so fun when I went there last time because I was able to, first of all, they were just amazing. They set it up beautifully for me. It was just such a nice experience. And second, people were coming and they were asking questions about life and love and afterlife, and it was just such an amazing event. If you have the opportunity to join us there, that would be absolutely wonderful. So I hope I get to see you there. Now, I'm going to go caller, and the first caller today is caller 775. Hello, 775. How are you, and where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Good morning, Tony. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. How are you?
Well, I've been blessed because I was given a gift of some money so I can make my rent. It was an extremely mm-hmm. generous gift from my aunt. And
correct.
So I was so thrilled, Tony. I went into the online computer portal to pay rent where I live, and I paid 6 payments of my half the rent, $707.50.
Oh,
and
amazing.
I share rent with my sister, and now she has not paid her rent this month. And I've sent her multiple emails, and she is just ignoring me. And I also let her know in my last email, if she were sick or out of work, then I would support her and love her and treat her with kindness. But she's just ignoring me. Will she? I let her know that I'm not going to pay anymore, no matter what happens, which would be very detrimental to our rental history, which is perfect right now. So will she pay her half?
Yes, she is being a little bit, the word spiteful is coming in right now. She feels like because you did that, she doesn't have to, like it's all okay now, so she's going to not worry so much about it. But your sister can sometimes, I don't want to use the term take advantage of a situation, but she feels like there's no urgency for this. She feels a little bit entitled to some help. She feels like because it wasn't your money, it doesn't matter. It was for both of you, not just for you. It was also for her. So what I'm going to tell you is in your emails, don't be demanding to her. She's one of these people where honey goes a lot further than vinegar. And I would say to her, okay, I've paid this, and if you want to use this for the next 3 months, then you, after that, the following 3 months is on you, and then we'll pay equally again. Don't say it in a way that is very demanding or out of fear. Say it in a way that comes from faith. Right now you're in a state of fear where you're thinking, you know, oh my gosh, I did this and now I'm this and that. Don't, just take a breath, Wendy. Take a breath. Take a slow, deep breath. She's your sister. She loves you. In the end, she will not take advantage of you. Perhaps if you say it to her in the way that they have stated, okay, if you want to use the money I have paid and apply that for the next 3 months, that is fine, but then the following 3 months is on you. And that will go a lot further than her feeling like you are demanding something from her. She's a little bit stubborn. You cannot demand from her. She has to come to it on her own. So you have to present her with the option of either you can go in and pay your half, or then at the end of 3 months, then for 3 months you pay by yourself. And that will be a little bit better, okay?
I was extremely kind. I was very kind and loving in my letter to her. I just let her know that I've paid through the end of February and there simply is no more money available. She does not know that I got this money from my aunt. She's not aware of that. But you are right.
Go ahead.
I think you are reading me because you used the word she feels entitled. And I think what you're reading is that when I had my medical emergency on my hand a couple years ago when I was not able to work, my beloved brother who has passed left me his final paychecks, which resulted in several thousand dollars. I think that David did that because he knew that I was going to be out of work. And so it was about $12,000, which helped me to live. So I think that she feels that she should have received some of that money, even though he left it to me.
And I do, and maybe that's the family money I'm getting, but I feel like she is aware that you did come into money, and she is aware that you are... She just feels like it should be, she does have a sense of entitlement. She has a sense of entitlement from you. She has a sense of entitlement from family. She does feel like she would like to be taken care of. She's not always happy that she's not being taken care of. And I'm going to tell you, just in this case, a lot of honey, no vinegar, and just don't freak out. Come from a place of faith, not a place of fear. And money, of all the reasons we can have what I like to call hiccups with people that we love and especially people that we cohabitate with, money should not be one of them. We should be able to have logical, right? We should be able to have logical, loving conversations around the subject of money. Now, I know you do not want to have a conflict with her, and you agree with me on this, but when you come from a place of fear, it automatically creates conflict. Instead of coming from that place of faith, instead of stating it in the way of, just so you know, or, you know, I've done this, whenever you're ready, you can go in and do yours. That's a place of fear. Able to do any more is a place, the first one is a place of faith. The second one is a place of fear. So I just want you to come from that place of faith with everything and knowing that, even if she, on an egoic, earthbound, human level, might feel entitled, her spirit will come through and do the right thing. Believe me, your family on the other side is working with her to help her do the right thing, even though she is being a little bit selfish right now. She's going to come through. She is going to make her payments, and she is going to do what she needs to do. She is, like we said, she does have a little bit of entitlement within her, but I want you to know that that will subside very soon. I feel like within a week. And remember, okay. You might not know, maybe she had some expenses that came up that she couldn't, you know, do right away. But I feel like the bigger issue is she just feels like the money is there. She doesn't have to worry, so she's going to do something else instead. Just come from a place of love and light with her and have that. Don't for a moment falter in your faith and your belief that she is going to come forward. Just know it like you know it, like you know it, and let her do that, okay?
I do. And I would never do anything legal that would bother me for the rest of my life. But if she were out of work or if she were sick, then I would tell her, you know, I'm your sister. I love you. I will help you. So I'm relieved. And I did wake up a day ago and I was at peace. And it was the philosophy that you just stated. So her name is Leslie Joy, and she's my baby sister, 12 years younger. And
Go ahead. I was just going to say
and
that.
I'm,
that ex- go ahead.
It's okay, Tony.
Well, that is she. Her being 12 years younger explains why she feels like she wants to be taken care of by you also, and her sense of entitlement. Sometimes,
okay.
Not always, the youngest, everybody, when somebody that much younger is coming up, we tend to take care of them. That's just the family dynamic. So in this case, she feels like maybe you still, you know, we all want that helping hand. We all want that break once in a while. I'm going to tell you, she is going to come through. She is not irresponsible. But she does feel like if she can get away with something, she will. I want to thank you so much for calling in today, Wendy. I always love talking with you, and I hope this was so, so helpful for you.
It was. You're always a blessing, and you know I love you dearly. And you're
I
just
love you too,
an amazing...
Wendy. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. What a nice gift. God bless you.
You too. And Wendy? Remember, with everything in life, even your case that's about to, you know, that you're working on right now, have faith, not fear. Faith will take us to places we never thought we could be and bring us things we never thought we would see. Fear, however, just takes us down a rabbit hole that we just cannot get out of until we hit that light of faith again. So live in that space of faith. And do not falter. Do not falter from faith. You seem to wobble back and forth between faith and fear, and they are telling you now, don't entertain faith. I mean, don't entertain fear. Stay in your space of love, light, and faith. And with that, everything you want will come to fruition. Everything you think about will come to fruition. But the same is true for fear. When we live in that space of fear, or when we think about those fearful thoughts, we are giving them life and we are bringing them into reality. So anytime you have those thoughts of fear, you have to just delete them, let them go, and move back into those spaces of faith with so much confidence that you have an angel on both shoulders, and one behind you and one in front of you, and nothing is going to stop you from having that which God is sending you. And God is continually and always sending every single one of us so much love and so much light and so much of what we want on this planet. The only thing that is stopping it is the blinder that we wear, and we need to take those blinders off, and we need to be in that space where we only see light. Now, darkness is the fear. And if we let go of the fear, the darkness goes and the light envelops us and allows us to shine so brightly that the heavens look down on us with envy. And you, my dear, you are capable of that. And you, yes, you must get in that space now, and you must stay in that space. You must stop being afraid. Only entertain faith for dinner. That's
oh,
it.
Tony,
it's just that
simple. You are so such a beautiful spiritual angel. You are just, I feel like I just visited heaven by hearing you.
Well, I would love to take credit for that, but I'm going to tell you that is heaven coming through for everybody listening and for you, of course. And I am so grateful that you are grateful for that message from above, and all of these messages that I give everybody come from above. And I'm so grateful that you appreciate that. Please re-listen to it and have it next to your bed so that every night when you go to sleep, you can hear that message from above, because that is truly what that is. And I would love to take credit, but yeah, I know that is them, that is heaven coming through for us. But thank you so much for the kind words.
Thank you for touching my soul, and may God bless you.
And you also, Wendy, have a miraculous day. Go create some miracles in your life, okay, sweet girl?
Yes, I will, and I love you dearly. May God bless you.
Oh, I love you too, sweetie. Have an amazing rest of the day, and God bless you also.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We are going to go straight away to the next caller, and the next is area code 212. Hello, 212. How are you?
Hey, Tony. This is Bryn, New York City.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Hi there. I'm okay. Not too bad here and there.
Nice.
great thing for us all, what you just said. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yes, they are coming through loud and clear today. They have some very, very good things to say to everybody today. I'm so honored to be their best self.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. I guess I just want to know if there's any message the angels want to tell me today, or any message at all.
Yeah, so the first word I hear is mom, 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 mom. Mom, mom, mom. So I'm going to tell you the one thing that I am getting is, now just so everybody knows that Bryn has connected on the show in the past. So there is a little bit of previous information that I have with this. But Bryn, one of the things that they are saying to you, and this is not only This is your guides and your angels too. And my eyes, I wish you could see me right now. My eyes are just blinking like I don't know what, but they just want, they're coming through so strongly for you. And the one thing that they want to tell you is that in this life, you have to let go of that which no longer serves you. You have been holding on to some things from the past that are just, they're keeping your feet almost in cement. And it's time for you to break up that cement. And I'm going to start clearing that now for you. And when I say I, it is not me. Please don't think of it in an egoic term. I'm just doing the motion, and the angels are coming through. And it's, you know what, as soon as I did that and you're cropping, that's grief that is releasing. That's all heart space stuff that is releasing. So I'm happy that you just did that, because that gives me a little signal that this is happening now. You're going to feel a lot more clearing coming in. Yeah, thank you very much, Bryn. You just let that all go now. Take those deep, heavy breaths. I'm going to tell you, you're going to feel something lifting off of your head in a moment, like a big cloud is being pulled away from you. I see your energy. Keep coughing. Keep letting it out. Keep letting it go. It's very important. They're taking all of this from you. You have suffered much in this life, and you have had a lot of what they're calling coincidences that you have not liked. Like, you feel like it's been bad luck. I'm going to tell you, this is not necessarily bad luck. These are things that, everything that happens, we have to look at it and say, I like this. I want to repeat that. I don't like that. I don't want to repeat that. And then just focus in on those things that we do like. Good job, Bryn. Keep that breathing going. Oh, yeah, this is all hurt-based stuff going on. You feel like you cannot love anymore because you don't want to be hurt anymore. Is that accurate?
Yeah, there's some of that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time they're going to start slowly and incrementally removing that from you because there is still great love here for you. And for everybody listening, when clearing happens, especially at the heart space, it is normal for this coughing to happen. So he's not being rude. He's not ill. They're just taking a lot of stuff out of that heart space for him. Bryn, just keep letting that stuff go. If you have to cough, don't feel badly about coughing.
Okay.
And I'm doing the heavy breaths, and I'm telling you right now, the heart space, the lungs, which protect our heart space, that is all. That's grief, sadness, pain, and sorrow, and all of that is being cleared now. You're going to have a little bit more coughing going on. Even after we hang up, you're going to keep coughing. Let it all out. You can drink some pineapple juice if you like. Pineapple juice is a great expectorant, but you won't even need it. You're just going to keep coughing this stuff out because you have big blocks. And when you're coughing right now, those coughs are releasing big blocks of energy that have been stopping you from really being able to open up your heart. Now, as soon as you do this, your artwork is going to change exponentially. Your artwork is going to change so much, people are going to gravitate toward it. So one thing that we say is, I want to be protected. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want somebody else to come in and hurt. But when we shut down that heart, when we have that little bar on our heart or that wall or whatever we call it, it stops us from being full in every single area of our life. We have to have that heart space open. And when we have that heart space open, this life changes on levels we could have never, ever imagined in the past. And the beautiful thing that people don't realize, when we open our heart space, when we are so open in our heart, we attract people that are also open in their heart. They're ready and they're more loving because they're also coming from that space of their heart. So I want it. Good job, Bryn. Keep it going. Keep that going. Keep releasing. Now I feel the dizziness in the head. So if you feel a little dizziness coming in, you're going to know they're moving all that stuff from the headspace to that says, I'm afraid to be with somebody else, or I just can't handle that, or I don't have the time, or I'm not strong enough, rich enough, blah, blah, blah. They're all just excuses to keep us safe. And I'm using those finger quotes because we're never safe when we're on an island by ourselves. We're only safe when we are in that space of pure love, pure light, and pure acceptance of ourselves and pure acceptance of those who come in from the other side and from our side. If we can accept things as they are, if we can accept those who come into our life as they are, then you know you have pure, clear acceptance for yourself. And at that point, your world will open up and unfold for you in ways you could have never imagined. People will gravitate toward you that are filled with love also. So, Bryn, as I say this, I'm going to tell you your message today is quite profound, and I love it. I love it for you, and I love it for anybody who happens to hear it. It's going to be just a beautiful, amazing message for everybody that everything in this world, we think it comes from the head, but it comes from the heart. We create more from what we feel than what we think. So everybody is listening to these books reading these books, The Law of Attraction and How to Attract What You Want in Your Life. But what we think is part of it. What we believe is part of it. But what we feel is all of it. If we feel love in everything we do, we are going to bring nothing but that love to fruition. If we feel something and we want it so much with our heart and our feelings, it will have no choice but to come to our feet and say, I am yours, okay? I'm not talking about other people because they have their free will and they get to do what they want, and you don't ever want to force somebody into something they don't want, because you want everybody to have a happy life, a good life that is in their direction and what they want. But for
what would be a good way
like
to keep... What would be a good way to keep this going? What would be a good way to keep this going, this heart clearing? Maybe I
just
can make an appointment with you or something.
Yeah, and you know, as soon as we clear some of this stuff, it takes a conscious effort or a bad experience to bring back another block. So just keep working from that space of love and faith. Again, that is the biggest thing people can do, is work from the space of faith that everything is going to work out the way we want it to. Here's something I really want to say that people really, 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 really need to understand. We can have 100 good days and we don't think, oh, this is such a good day. Oh, this is such a good day. Everything is going okay. But then one thing bad happens and we watch for that one bad thing again and again and again. We have to let go of that because there were 100 good days before that. There were 100 good things before that that we didn't say, oh, if this good thing happened, it's going to keep happening. We're always waiting for that bad thing to come in, that negative thing to come in. And to take those things that we knew as bad or negative, and we have to turn them around and say, okay, this was a good experience. I learned this. Now I let that go because I learned that lesson. And I can move on, and now let's get back to the good times. The people who do the best in this world, they look at the things that happen, whether it's a failed business, whether it's a failed business deal, whether it's a failed relationship, and they say, okay, I learned this, time to move on. Let's go.
Yeah.
This is just a part of life. Let's go. Next. They don't dwell on what they didn't get or how much it hurt them or how much pain they're in. No, they don't sit in that space. They instead go, okay, I understand. It's just a part of life. Let's get my ass in gear. Let me get moving again. Excuse the swears, everybody.
That's okay.
But from this point forward, now you're going to keep clearing all of today and tomorrow, and even into Wednesday, you will still be clearing this. It will keep working even after we hang up, love. And then from there, you are going to feel like there could not be a cloud. I want you to start painting. I want you to start doing your artwork now and tomorrow, and then all the way through the week, and I want you to watch the dramatic changes even just in this week. And if you would like to set up a session to keep continuing to clear this heart space stuff and some of those emotional blocks that you have, you are going to exponential changes in your coming, and people are going to be so drawn to your art, it is going to even surprise you, but in a good way. Okay, that is your message,
Tony.
And of course, Mom is saying, wait, I know you want to talk, but I only have like a minute left, and I have to tell you. Mom is saying, I love you. I'm here with you. I am helping you. She is like patting your back right now. She's pounding on your back to help you get this stuff out. Okay, friend?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, sweet. You are so welcome. I love you so much, Bryn.
I love you so much.
And Bryn, just go sit with this. Let it all out. And sometimes I always say the coughing is good, the crying is better. Because as people, and especially as men, we're taught, don't let that happen. You have to be strong. You don't. You have to release those emotions. So please go. And allow yourself to release all of these emotions. Okay, dear one?
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tony.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome, Bryn. And I look forward to next time.
Yes, definitely. You're a beautiful lady. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, Bryn. I want to tell everybody that if you listen to this show, listen to it again. And when I do those two clearings or, you know, apply them to yourself. It will start clearing that stuff for you. I will be back next Monday at noon. I love each and every one of you. And please remember, you are so loved by your angels and your guides, and call on them for your help that you are looking for. Have an amazing day.